I gotta turn this down. Okay.
Thurman.
I gotta change my name to Knox Bully. But, probably not now. Oh, look. Everything's screwed up here. Okay. Needs to work. It'll start. Naval Live Broadcasting. Check. 40 minutes past the hour. So it's close to the top of the hour. Let's see. Oh, here. We just get this going. It's not working. Better. Alright, now I'm going to start the archive here. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Okay. Good enough for government work. By the way, we started the archive. So, let's see. Here. I'm not sure why you had to use a task manager to get this going here. But anyway, I've got to close all windows. And let's see. So 10 minutes till the top of the hour. So we're going to get things started here. So let's see. Oh, we need to check. Is it recording? Yes, it is. Recording. NJ Low Mount Point, NJ Radio Mount Point, so that's pretty good. So start, just up. Parodies. Oh, wait. I didn't record a promo for the holiday seasons. I probably should do that in the future. Let's play a parody here. First we need to get, make sure the levels are right, almost right. Now it's correct. Anyway, just turn down. This is noisy. But anyway, we'll see if this is acceptable.
Little fudge packer, packing the fudge so tight. Little fudge packer, you know it's not right. Jugular might come by, and maybe he'll be happy for a bite. If you're looking for some fun, he'll extend his invite. Little fudge packer, packing some fudge for me. Little fudge packer, you pack it so easily. If the police show up, don't worry, you can always flee. If you want him tonight, he'll be free. Little fudge packer, that's right, pack the fudge. Yeah. fudge packer sleeping in a pup tent. You can make ends meet, and he'll even pay the rent. You can do it tonight, and in the morning you'll repent. But doing Bruce will be a major, you know, doing Bruce will be a major, you know, doing Bruce will be a major event. He's a little fudge packer. Little fudge packer. Right. Now. I am the Antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy Tony S. Cause I want to be Dave Milstein. Rock WABC. Anarchy in Mount Kisco. It's coming sometime, check voice of Bozo. If I give a wrong time, blame Jace Milstein. Your future dream is a crushed condenser, Moss. Cause I wanna be Jace Milstein. At the AMP. There are many ways to get what you want. I use the best. I'm not impressed. I use Alan Weiner. Why use anarchy? Cause I want to be Jace Milstein. It's the only way to be. Or is this the MPAA? Is this the RIAA? I thought it was the USA. Or just another country. From someone who's chunky. And I want to be Milstein. I want to be Jace Milstein. Call WBCQ. I want to be Jace Milstein. Nothing new. Destroy.
There's a rumor going round that Cindy will be showing up. But if you would ask me, I think she's a sick pup. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her in the show. Sandy should go. Sandy should go. She'll throw away from some stuff. She's going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton.
Candy should go. Candy should go. Well, who would have thought she'd get buzzed in? She's throwing stuff away. You know you can't win. Candy should go. Candy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her on radio. Candy should go. Candy should go. She'll throw away some stuff. Going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton. Candy should go. Candy should go. Candy should go. Candy should go. If you think she's gonna come, then put her in the show. Candy should go. Candy should go. She'll throw away some stuff. It's going to get tough. She's gonna get a gun. You know she weighs a ton. Candy should go. Candy should go. Candy should go. Candy should go. Eh? I get the same old thing, same time on Friday, when his show was on RFD. But it's now replay, we won't hear new Ray. It's really quite a travesty. There is no new content. There's no cure for this non-event. Since Ray's been gone, since Ray's been gone. Oh, my life's empty. I might be wrong, but since Ray's been gone, there has been news and plenty. Oh, I can't take it, since Ray's been gone. I know it's a bore, this non-24, and it's tough to stay awake. Shortwave radio had once aired his show, but the whole thing was a headache. He said he's gone with a tweet. His resignation was complete. Since Ray's been gone, since Ray's been gone. Oh, my life's empty. I might be wrong, but since Ray's been gone, there has been news and plenty. Oh, I can't take it since Ray's been gone. If I had to rhyme, I'd write a song about Jace Milstein. Since Ray's been gone, since Ray's been gone. Oh, my life's empty. I might be wrong, but since Ray's been gone, there has been news and plenty. Ever since Ray's been gone. Since Ray's been gone, since Ray's been gone. Oh, my life's empty. Since Ray's been gone, since Ray's been gone. Oh, my life's empty. Give her a paper and a new pen. She has something to say again. They're upping her meds. Michelle is seeing red. Claire's sister just wrote him a letter. Her handwriting is quite huge. The stream notify room is a kludge. Haven't you heard? She's writing some more words. Claire's sister wrote another letter. Well, she wrote him to say that her head's being done in once more. And now we hope that she can cope or at least doesn't smash any doors once more. Anyway, yeah, give her a crayon and some paper. Or send some money to John Draper. Don't know what to say, her third letter today. Blair's sister wrote another letter. Well, she wrote him to say that she's having another bad day once more. Maybe she'll use email and then she can derail Blair and do it much more. Anyway, yeah, give her net access and a tablet. Or maybe some other handheld gadget. This isn't much fun, she may come undone. Blair's sister wrote another letter. Blair's sister wrote another letter.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday night, November 19th, 2024, which I just barely got, actually 7 minutes after the hour, so it's kind of late here. Yeah, but I'm kind of late. But anyway, I'm here anyway. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us. Channel pound Skyscanner. I think you have my playlist already, and all my ducks are in a row. here. And I'm going to change my name to Knox Pooley. But not tonight. So yeah, I changed my name to John Koussakis. It was like, John Koussakis was in Wise, was in episode of Wise Guy. He was in the, like, Winsboro / Toxic Waste story arc. Which, incidentally, is kind of interesting, because they stopped running the Wise Guy, but they continued on. They launched it again on basically like Tuesday morning. So yeah, now they're up to they're up to the white supremacy story arc. Anyway, what am I going to talk about? Okay, so read the FTP server. Well, I've been kind of agonizing over trying to get, like, I wanted to, like, get a portable drive. Wise Guy. Yeah.
Oh, Wise Guy.
Like, every 2 days it repeats. What are they going to do? Okay, so it's like interesting because I got like, oh, this is the one where his boss's wife needs a liver transplant and he had like money from the ill-gotten gains from Mel Profit's drug empire, so he like gives him like $1.2 million in bills, non-sequential bills, and he puts it in a shoebox and gives it to his boss, and then they agonize over whether to use it or not. So anyway, the FTP server. So I was agonizing over getting it to work with a removable drive, and I realized, oh wait a minute, they make micro SD cards as large as 2 terabytes, and the total archives for the show are not even that much. They're maybe at most like 250 gigabytes, maybe not even that. Maybe 250 gigabytes. So I could easily store that in like a 2 terabyte drive. So I bought like a 2 terabyte micro SD card. Cost about $60. Might have to buy like a new Raspberry Pi. This was, I have to decide whether I need to do that. Another thing, I need to get this going so that I can access this through a firewall. And I couldn't do it. And I remember, like, my ISP might block setting up an FTP server. So I might have to do it on a different port. And here's another thing I was wondering about. Like, why would you set up an FTP server nowadays, when you can set up a, because it seems they had to jump through hoops to get an FTP server to work. And in the meantime, you can set up like a web server, use HTTPS, which is easier to configure and more secure too, because it uses SSL. So I'm wondering about that. So yeah, I think I will be able to get the FTP server to run fairly quickly. What else? Oh yeah, well, let's see. Uh, yield back dividends. They declare the Group D dividends tomorrow. Is it Group D? I think so. Let me just check here. I had to get this. I had to get this going with the loud mouse, not the quiet mouse. Let's see, what is this? Education distribution schedules. We have WiMAX, WiMAG, and Group D ETFs. 11/20/24. So that's tomorrow. What's going to be declared? Let's see. MSTY, which is estimated to be like $4. So I should make my $2,000 easily from that. Also, what else? SMCY, which, I mean, it's down, but they made money all the way down, so that should pay a good dividend. And AIYY, which I bought because it's cheap. So anyway, all of that. What are we doing for this week? Oh, wait a second. Hold on. That's much better. Yeah, the radio was on. So anyway, what do we have on this week? We have I Can't Stop Alex Jones restream songs about Tuesday and Wednesday. More holiday songs. I think we do like next week. I'm probably gonna do Alice's Restaurant. Featured artists: The Hold Steady Part 2, and of course Mandatory Mail at Midnight. All that and more on this week's The Next Show. So anyway, I'm going to cue the intro here. Here we go. Number 6 intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number 1. Number 6 joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number 1 on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number 6.
Well, that's number 6.
Was that 6 last week?
Please play number 6 tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number 6.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was 6.
It was Elvis Robin, adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number 6 tonight.
Back to 6 for a minute.
Give me a link, number 6. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number 6, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number 6. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have in the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Thank you.
Do it.
And they don't they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.
Big Star there, and Way Out West from Radio City, released on Ardent Records in 1974. That was from the 2009 reissue, which incorporated like number one record in Radio City on a single release. Before that, we heard Dolph Cheney. Not to be confused with Liz Cheney or Norman Chubby Cheney. And I Wanted You from This Is Dolph Cheney, released on Big Stir Records in 2021. Billy Squire. Yes, we played Billy Squire. We heard Billy Squire and The Big Beat from Tale of the Tape, released in 1980. That was because I was listening to WRCT today, and they played that song on Sean Watson played on A Minute Pause. And I started thinking, maybe we could play it on this show. So I looked, and not only did I have it, but I had the CD quality MP3, so I didn't even have to like re-download it. Because I'm usually like if it's like not CD quality, I download CD quality, or at least like as close to CD quality as I can get. But anyway, that was a Billy Squire. We also heard Robin Hitchcock and his cover version of the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset from 1967, Vacations in the Past. And I was looking, so I'm trying to get ready for the top 25 of 2024. And I have to say, like, nothing really caught my fancy this year. I mean, I guess there will be a top 25 this year. But yeah, it's kind of agonizing coming up with it. And we started things off with the Pink Fairies and Do It from Never Neverland, released in 1971. Do it, 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 do it. The Stroke, yeah. The Stroke? Do I have that? I think that was from the next album. Let's see. The Stroke. And, of course, like, this, when I type it, it's coming out because I don't have a quiet keyboard. I have a quiet mouse, so I'm using that. Oh, yeah. Oh. Search for blue score. Oh, yeah. Spelled it wrong. Helps me to spell it right. Why? Squire. That's not working. Oh, I know why. I spelled it with two I's. Or the Stroke Squire. Oh, here we go. Yeah. The Stroke. Billy Squire. What the heck? Yeah, here it is. From Don't Say No, The Stroke.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then The Stroke's the word. Yeah.
Yes, Billy Squire and The Stroke from Don't Say No, released on Capitol Records in 1980. Let's see, what are we up to now? Yeah, we're on the cusp of them airing the wise guy airing the Garmin District story arc with. And so, yeah, kind of interesting because, like, I think that was the first episode that I saw of Wise Guy. And it's kind of interesting because it's, like, very confusing because it didn't have Ken Wall in it at all. And so basically what happened was Ken Wall, like, a camera dolly ran over his foot. And so he was injured, so he had to, like, you know, sit out for a few weeks and... So it's like, that's interesting, because, like, this is TV. So, like, the show must go on. So he had to record episodes and all this. So they had, like, another agent come on, John Henry Raglan. And, filled out for, anyway. Oh, it's... 43 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music before we fall too far behind. Yeah, here we go.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
So what do we have this week? We did go down here. This week we celebrate the birthday of Ray Collins. The vocals for Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, the first couple albums, Freak Out and Absolutely Free. So, he will not be celebrating his birthday, though, because he died December 24th, 2012. So anyway, celebrating the birthday of Ray Collins on This Day in Music.
Who are the great police?
Yes, that was the Sex Pistols and Anarchy in the UK from Nevermind the Bollocks, released on Virgin Records in 1977. And that's commemorated the fact that today, on this day in 1976, November 19th, 1976, UK News Weekly found, made the Sex Pistols debut 45. Anarchy in UK is single of the week. And before that, we heard David Bowie and Suffragette City. That's commemorated the fact that today, on this day, November 19, 1965, David Bowie in the lower third appeared at the Marquee Club in London, England. David Bowie's Suffragette City Ziggy Stars was 1972 on RCA Records. Before that, we heard Material Issue and their cover version of The Hollies Bus Stop from the compilation album Sing Hollies in Reverse, released in 1995. And that's commemorated the fact that, here we go, 1965, the Kinks, The Who, Georgie Fame, and the Blue Flames, The Hollies, Wilson Pickett, and the Golden Apples of the Sun all appeared at the Glad Rag Ball, Empire Pool, London. Tickets, 30 shillings. That's a pretty good deal. We heard The Cult and Fire Woman from Sonic Temple, released in 1989, and that's compared to the fact that today is the birthday of Matt Sorum, born today, November 19th, 1960, so he's 64 years old today. American drummer and percussionist Matt Sorum, who was a member of The Cult before joining Guns N' Roses as Steven Adler's replacement, and then Slash's Snake Pit and Velvet Revolver. We should play some of it. What the heck? Yeah, maybe we'll play something by Slash's Snake Pit. We start things off with Frank Zappa and Who Are the Brain Police from Freak Out, and that's commemorated the fact that today is the birthday of Ray Collins, born today, November 19th, 1937. So he would have been 87 years old today. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died on December 24th, 2012, Christmas Eve, believe it or not. Bowie. Yeah, I played some Bowie. Was there a compilation album of like things from like the Ziggy Stardust sessions or something? Could have played something off of that, but I didn't. Anyway, you survived. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for a day or so. I should be pretty prompt at updating the playlist. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, you've survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number two of the show, featuring songs. What is it? Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday songs, theme time, and some holiday songs, and the New Music Express. We'll have that. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talking music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing. Too much heavy metal. Too much music you've never heard before. Too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today. Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room or wherever you happen to be right now. This is Radio Free New Jersey.
The mouth-watering Big Mac with a savory fillet of fish and a tasty McChicken. My goodness, that looks good. Oh, you're making a McDonald's menu hat? Yes, at land, air, and sea. Oh, it's going to tip over. No, it's good. Very stable. Unlike old Joe at the White House, damn, I wish I'm going to be president again. Order the land, air, and sea by name. Build it by hand and hack the McDonald's menu. I'm surprised at how attracted I am to it. McDonald's, make obesity great again. Bam, 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 bam.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. Under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cuffs.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me? Ta-da! And farewell. One tough look. Save and
run. Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
As the 1960s progressed, progressive rock became ever more fashionable. And in the wake of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, the album became the statement. DRAM, Decca's alternative imprint, still released chart-making singles, but the long player was its playground. The Moody Blues demonstrated what could be achieved with their 1967 masterwork, Days of Future Past.
Standing on a golf course, dressed in PVC.
Signing to Decca at the turn of the 70s, Caravan epitomised the whimsical qualities of what was to become known as prog. Their In the Land of Grey and Pink album contained the fan favourite Golf Girl. DRAM offshoot Nova went even further out. It only released 22 albums, all of which are now highly collectible. Camel, formed by the ex-Them keyboard player Peter Bardens, were one of the last groups from the golden age of prog. Their 1975 Snow Goose album, based on Paul Gallico's novel, remains a perennial favourite.
Music, banter, and the latest buzz. Clay and Rachie have you covered, from classic throwbacks to today's hottest hits. They're breaking down the week's news and what's happening in the IRC. It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Your midweek dose of tunes, talk, and good vibes. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central and turn it up, because your Wednesday nights just got a whole lot more awesome. Catch them on the RFD Network.
Call.
Yes, we just heard two songs by Slash's Snake Pit. That was Good to Be Alive from It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. Which had released on Geffen Records, by the way, in 1995. Which had Matt Sorum on drums, whose birthday it is today. And before that we heard Been There Lately from Ain't Life Grand. Released on Coke International Records in 2000, which did not have Matt Sorum on drums. It had Matt Laug on drums. So yeah, the last 30 seconds of the song, I realized I should check to see if he was the drummer for that album. And he wasn't, so I played another song just to salvage it. So it's kind of lame. But anyway, I think we need to do our theme time. It's 25 minutes past the hour. So I probably should play it theme time before it fall too far behind. So, yeah, let's do that.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week we're doing songs about Tuesday and Wednesday. And, to start this off with a song by Melanie, the late Melanie Sofka, from Flower Child to Hippie Grandma. She'd seen it all, but she also had a hit with this cover version of a Rolling Stones song. Anyway, here it is.
Gone. I'm just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It does not matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Find out why those gentle voices I hear explain it all with a sigh.
gal hell.
Yes, that was Elton John, and Yell Help Wednesday Night Ugly Medley from Rock of the Westies, released in 1975. That was the album that had Island Girl on it, and oh, grow some funk of your own. Before that, we heard John Cowan and Tuesday Afternoon from Moody Blues, Moody Bluegrass 2, Much Love. Cover version of a Moody Blues song from John Cowan. That was from Moody Bluegrass 2, Much Love, released in 2011. We heard Lynyrd Skynyrd and Tuesday's Gone from pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, released in, when was that released? Released in 1973. But that was from the 1993 re-release. And we started the show with Melanie, the late Melanie Tosca, and her cover version of the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday from Candles in the Rain, released on Buddha Records in 1970. So, yeah. And we didn't even get to, like, Wednesday, really. Something like one song for Wednesday. And we haven't gotten to, like, the holiday songs that I wanted to play. So that's too bad. We don't do it next week. So anyway, 10 minutes to the top of the hour. So we probably should get to the New Music Express before it falls too far behind.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
So this week we have new music from St. Vincent, Dwight Yoakam, John Batiste, Du Blonde, and some other stuff. But anyway, I think to get things started off, we should play the Carrot Brothers. The Carrot Brothers consists of Elvis Costello and T-Bone Burnett, and they're releasing their album on Friday, but they released a single in the meantime. It's called Always. The New Music Express on the next show. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gaybird@ETHH.US.
Empieza a picar, a escagritar.
Yes. That was Dwight Yoakam. And Wide Open Heart. From Brighter Days. Released on Friday. Because it's New Music Express. Before that, we heard St. Vincent and Polga from Todos Nacen Gritando. Also released on Friday. And we started things off with the Coward Brothers and Always from their self-titled album. Coward Brothers are Elvis Costello and T-Bone Burnett. From their self-titled album, released next Friday. But their single that came out on Friday, so there's that. So anyway, that's it for the New Music Express. This is kind of interesting. This is from Outkick.com. SNL ratings, SNL election ratings cratered as 89% of jokes targeted Donald Trump. The viewership for Saturday Night Live cratered during the 2024 election cycle. In the week leading up to the election, the show averaged just 5.4 million viewers, down 25% from the 2020 election cycle, and nearly a third from 2016. This past Saturday, in the first post-election installment of the program, SNL drew only 4.4 million viewers. In 2016, the post-election show averaged 9.2 million viewers. What's to blame for the decline? Cheesy humor? Cable cutting? Social media? Lack of big-name performers? Yes, and the show's shameless leveling bias fracturing its relationship with half the country. Last week, a media research center study found that 89% of election jokes on SNL in the fall targeted Donald Trump. 89%. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting article. You can read that at Outkick.com. So anyway, it's 4 minutes past the hour. Oh, you can join us in the IRC at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. And you can also join us on the web at nextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated until probably about 24 hours from now. I've been pretty good at updating these. So anyway, you survived hour number two of the next show. We'll be back with hour number three of the next show, featuring Mandatory Mail at Midnight, and the featured artist segment featuring The Hold Steady Part 2. We'll have that right after this.
Radio.
Radio.
So I wish
to leave your
free business. Free business. Oh, my God. RFP.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna.
Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Reiki at 6 p.m. Central on the RFD Network.
The American people spend over $500 billion per year defending themselves against the IRS. That's spitting distance from the $800 billion the Department of Defense spends protecting us against foreigners, well, failing to protect us in the case of the border. So forget Ukraine, forget ISIS. The calls are coming from inside the House. The number comes from my base colleague Richard Stern, who reports on a new Tax Foundation study that the income tax costs Americans $546 billion per year in compliance alone. Compared to our national defense budget at $849, which is supposed to protect the American people, yet completely fails to protect us from the IRS. Note this, $546 billion is on top of the $4.9 trillion they actually took from us in taxes, and of course it is separate from the economic impact of taxes, which might add another $15 trillion in lost income. Breaking it down, the 546 is made up of 7.9 billion hours Americans spend complying with the tax code, which at 10 million words is the length of 21 Lord of the Rings trilogies, all made of pure legalese. Of course, nobody actually understands the tax code. That's why big corporations hire tax lawyers at $500 an hour. But regular Americans, many of whom cannot name a state thanks to government schools, are assumed to have completely mastered the entire 10 million words of legalese, or they will throw you in a cage. That's equivalent to nearly 4 million Americans working full-time and without pay, doing nothing but tax paperwork. That's the population of Los Angeles. It's also 46 times the workforce of the IRS, meaning for every tax bureaucrat we pay to steal from us, another 46 Americans have to spend their evenings and weekends helping the IRS steal instead of playing with their kids. On top of the hours, Americans spend another $133 billion a year out of pocket on things like tax software, so that's about $1,000 per year per household. So you could have bought groceries, instead you bought TurboTax. Note, 546 doesn't begin to estimate the cost of the IRS. I mentioned in a previous video, studies estimating that we lose $3 in production for every dollar taken in taxes, since taxes discourage production. So why work, why build or expand a business if the government is just going to take it? That suggests the $4.9 trillion in taxes the IRS actually does take are costing us roughly $15 trillion in lost output. So $546 in compliance, $4.9 in lost taxes, $15 trillion in lost output. Rarely have so few taken so much from so many. For perspective, that comes to roughly 8 times what Americans spend on housing. It's 10 times what we spend on food, all for the IRS. So it's next, brought to you by Unchained.com. A constant theme in our administrative state is spending trillions protecting us from threats that are not real. Ukraine, climate, transphobia. While it ignores the threats that are very real, from inflation to street crime to predatory taxation, that forces us to run on a treadmill until we are 70. Between Trump's promised tax cuts, Elon's spending cuts, and slashing the administrative state that strangles the economy, we can see light at the end of the tunnel, but there's a lot of special interests, from uniparty politicians to millions of parasitic bureaucrats who desperately want to keep it going. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
to open up my mind.
on a child and I've got mine. Don't say yours is heavy if you ain't tried mine. So shake out that silver, cut out your crime. I'll sell you celebration if you'll buy my sign. Don't tell about your troubles, baby, I've got mine. All I wanna talk about is loving you blind. Don't tell me death is easy when I'm dying so slow. Go tell it to your doctor, it's what you pay him for. He's an old one, he'll be rolling round on the floor. It ain't that I don't hear, I just don't listen no more. You can go ahead and shoot yourself, I don't mind. But all I want to talk about is loving you blind. Can't you just go out and see the stars at night without asking someone lucky how to see them right? Neither the mystics never had it so good. You go ahead and listen like I knew you would. Hours of conversation all about my sign. And all I want to talk about is loving you blind.
last time we spoke. Some of them are funny, some of them ain't no joke, and I trust you will forgive me if I lay it on the line. I always thought you were a friend of mine. And sometimes I think about you. Trouble with this nation. Too many blessings, too little appreciation. And I know that kind of notion, but it just ain't cool. So send me back to Sunday school, because I'm tired of waiting for reason to arise.
That was Don Henley and My Thanksgiving. Some kind of holiday music. And that was from Inside Job, released in... I don't know when it was released. Released in 2000, rather. Before that, we heard Mandatory Mail. We heard John Mayall and Room to Move from the 1982 reunion concert with featuring Mick Taylor, John McVie, and Colin Allen. That's the Blues Breakers, by the way. And we also heard two more songs by the Blues Breakers. We heard Mail Order Mystics from Silver Tones, the best of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Special Russian version. Yes. And we started things off with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and the title track from Padlock on the Blues, released in 1999, rather. Yeah, that was our Mandatory Mail. So, oh, here we go. Because, need to get to, 36 minutes past the hour, so probably should get to, the featured artist segment. So do that now. Let me pop this down here. Yeah, do the intro here.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
Yes, this week we're featuring, The Hold Steady Part 2. So, when we last left, The Hold Steady, we had played, Separation Sunday, which was, a loose concept album following the exploits of a character named Holly in her quest to find a balance between Catholicism and rock and roll through drugs and metaphorical resurrection. After Separation Sunday, the band moved from French Kiss Records to imprint to Vagrant Records. Released on October 3rd, 2006, Boys and Girls in America was ranked number 8 on the Rolling Stones Best Albums of 2006 list and first by the AV Club. So let's listen to a track from Boys and Girls in America. Here's The Hold Steady. And Chips Ahoy, the featured artist, is The Hold Steady on the next show.
She put $900 on the fifth horse in the sixth race. I think his name is Chips Ahoy. Kevin Six went ahead. We spent the whole next weekend high. At first I thought that she hit. On the fifth that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed. I got a girl and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights of painkillers make the pain even worse. Kaylin Six went ahead. We spent the whole next weekend high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time. We'll be right back.
didn't even know that that's where it happened. When they came out dancing, I was in down south, I was kicking it with cousins. We were talking about going clubbing, but instead we just started drinking. Nothing straight since the Saturday night. Before I was blotto, I was blacked out, I was cracked out, I was aching. You should see all these bottles that I held up in. I wasn't there, I was flying high, I was scared. I was like in Columbus, I was cutting off all my hair. I was unfurling a flag in a fire, saying that my God is sky. This is it, this is the end of the session. I ain't gonna be taking any more questions. I think my attorney just seconds that notion. Started recreational, and it's kind of medical. And it came on hot stuff, and then it's tied to the genital.
Heard two songs by The Hold Steady. That was Hot Soft Light, and we started things off with Chips Ahoy from, those were both from Boys and Girls in America, released on Vagrant Records in 2006. Pitchfork Media's Scott Blakenhorn Hoff wrote the album. Craig Finn has not only has a commanding, rousing voice, but also he also says something worth hearing. Displaying gifts for both scope and depth, they're all too rare in contemporary rock, indie, or mainstream. In 2006, they released a music video for Chips Ahoy, directed by Mo Azima and starring Avital Ash. In 2007, the band recorded a modified version of Take Me Out to the Ball Games, we played during the seventh-inning stretch at Minnesota Twins home games. They also contributed a cover of the Bob Dylan and the Hawks slash the band's song, Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window, to the motion picture I'm Not There. So let's listen to that. Here's the whole... Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the RC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also adjust on the web at Sixes Record, not join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. Well, here is the Hold Steady and their cover version of Bob Dylan's Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window.
Preoccupied with his vengeance, cursing the doubt that can't answer him back. You know that he has no intentions of looking your way, unless it's to say that he needs you to test his inventions. Babe, come crawl out your window. Use your hands and your legs, it won't ruin you. Now can you say that he will haunt you? You can go back to him anytime you want to. They look so truthful. That's just how we feel. I'm trying to peel the moon and expose it. Well, it does not like anger in this bloodhound to kneel. Yeah, if he needs a third eye, he just grows it. He just needs you to talk, put a hand of his chalk, or pick it up after he throws it. Use your hands and your legs, it won't ruin you. Now how you gonna say that he will haunt you when you can go back to him anytime you want to?
Thanks to Fingerprints for having us. With Hold Steady, we're going to be doing something we've done occasionally recently in our acoustic set, and we're going to play some stuff probably off of all our records. This first song is called Kettle and Creeping Things.
And I got to the part about the kettle and the creeping things. Said I'm pretty sure that I heard that one before. With four guys on horses and violent red visions, a famine and death and pestilence and war. I'm pretty sure that I heard that one before. You in the corner with a good-looking drifter, you got two cups of coffee, you got 10 packs of sugar. I heard Gideon saw you in Denver, and he said that you're contagious. Silly rabbit, tripping us for teenagers, murderous bartenders. Yet I'm pretty sure that I've mentioned that before. Got the pages in his pocket that he ripped out of the Bible in the back stand of the motel. He likes to par with the traitors they got chased out from the temple. I heard about the original sin. I heard the two blame the chick. I heard the chick blame the snake. I heard they were naked when they got busted. You know, I heard things ain't been the same around here since. You in the corner with the Tennessee to preach to the choir. A wire for sound and down with whatever. And I heard Gideon prove you a pepper. She got the cross around her neck and she ripped off some schoolgirl on the subway on a visit to the city. She likes how it looks with a 1-2-3 on the butt. She likes the part where one brother kills the other. She has to wonder if the world ever will recover, because the Cain and Abel they seem to still be causing trouble.
Two songs by The Hold Steady. That was Cattle and Creeping Things from the Live at Fingerprints EP, released in 2007 on Vagrant Records. And we started things off with The Hold Steady again, and their cover version of Bob Dylan's Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window from the original soundtrack to I'm Not There, released in 2007, I believe. But anyway, this brings us to, well, actually we're going to play one more track from Live at Fingerprints. Here's The Hold Steady again. And you got a dance with who you came to the dance with.
Back in New York where we lived, we owned bartends, and I was, I had one of those, like, I was drinking all night, and I had one of these ideas that after, like, 14 beers, I should really start getting into some high-end scotch. And Galen gave me some really good advice, which is, you know, Craig, you got to dance with who you came to the dance with. Sprung and half are going back in. Ah, there ain't no getting through to Gideon. He lost his mind when they jumped him in. the pigs at the door and he put the drugs down the drain. He's gonna have to come up with $7,000 some other way. Oh, and the gangster disciples knocked me off of my bicycle. It was midnight down at Selby and Briggs. You know, I shouldn't have gone down there, but it was too late to quit. You know, you gotta dance with who you came to the dance with. You gotta go with what got you there. I came with chipped teeth and bleached blonde hair. You gotta get through with what they gave to you. Oh, they took $10 in my tennis shoes. I said a prayer for the boys in the band, and I was out of my head, so it was out of my hands. A white wine in the tall boy cans. They powered up and they proceeded to jam, man. Hit it again in the south side of the gym. My one friend got two girls in a twist. I got stuck with some prints that went and sliced up a wrist. But you know you gotta dance with who you came to dance with. We're the whole state. Thanks so much for being here. We're gonna do some signing. It's super fun to be here. And we are playing the Troubadour tomorrow night. However, I believe it's sold out. So if you don't have tickets, please save yourself the hassle. We'll be back. Thanks.
Now it's so competitive. The sweet was just competitive.
Yes, we just heard two songs by The Hold Steady. That was... What was that? Can't find it. Oh, yeah. That was Joke About Jamaica from... Stay Positive, released on Vagrant Records in 2008, but that was from the 2018 Deluxe Edition. And we started things off with You Gotta Dance With Who You Came to the Dance With from Live at Fingerprints, an EP released on Vagrant Records in 2007. And that just about does it for this week's The Next Show. So, I guess Eric and Ernie are going to play us out of here. So, yeah, let's do that. That's it for the show. Stay tuned for a replay of Bradley Impaler's show. So, stay tuned for Club Impaler Overnight. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Darryl Afternoon Show. And after that, you have... The World According to Clay and Rachie. And probably something by Pemberton. Yes, we have for live programming tomorrow. Oh, by the way, I need to come up with a fund to purchase, because so far I have NBDY, I have CUNY, and I have MSTY, but I'm lacking a good fund for the good ETF for the Group A ETF. I need a Group A ETF. I think I'm gonna buy YBIT though, so I'm probably gonna do that the next week. So we'll stay tuned, and I'll tell you what happened on for the declaration data, MSTY and SMCY and AAYY and all that. So anyway, until next week, this is number 6 reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, no, yes, drive safely, and drink milk. So that's it for the show! Goodbye, 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 goodbye! See you next week. Oh, by the next week we'll have a Thanksgiving special. So, there's that. So, till next week, this is number 6, goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye.